Assistant Coach Bob Gallagher joins us here upstairs. And Coach, what happened the last 10 minutes? It was tied, and then all of a sudden you got your doors blown off. Toledo just put it on you, but if you sort of break it down, what happened there?
Yeah, I think, Maddox obviously had an unbelievable game, going 6-for-7 from three. We knew he was one of the best guards. And didn't do a great job contesting his shots and finding him in the zone. And then, 13 came off the bench and goes 3-for-5 from threes. Those threes really hurt us.
The zone really bothered Toledo early in the game, it seemed. But then as the first half continued, it seemed like they were getting better and better looks. Was it something that your zone defense should have been doing better, or did Toledo just carve it up?
Yeah, we came in wanting to play zone because, they play Cochran at the four and he's a 6'2 guard, so we thought, we'd take him out of offense and stuff. And I think, we just lost shooters in the zone and not enough deflections, not enough hand activity. When you're in a zone, you can't let them just pass it around. You got to get deflections and you got to contest shots because obviously those spots are weak. And they did a good job throwing it in the middle and ISOing guys in the middle, so that hurt us.
And you had, overall, the offensive numbers weren't bad, but there were long stretches of the game where you did not score. Especially that second half run when Toledo took over, sure, they made some shots, but offensively, they put the clamps on you as well. What did they do defensively that hurt you?
They just played with great energy, and they're flying around, and, we missed a couple of layups, and we didn't get to the free throw line enough. The free throw line is a big part of what we do. We want to get shots in the paint and draw fouls and make layups, and we just didn't make enough layups or get to the line enough, and that really hurt us. I think we got a little jump shot happy at times, and just wasn't our night.
Certainly didn't appear that once Toledo got it rolling late that you had any answers, of course, because they end up winning by 16, but I think the guys got frustrated, and that sort of fed Toledo's ability to put this away. Did you sense the frustration down there?
Yeah, when they're making shots like that, it's very tough, and obviously the environment here was crazy, and it really gave them a lot of energy, and they just got rolling. And when you're rolling like that offensively, the energy is different defensively. Those guys got great energy from how good they were playing, so they turned it up on the defensive end, and credit to them.
Yeah, well, always tough to lose to your rival, and I guess part of it also could be for some of these guys the first time they've played in a rivalry game with this kind of intensity, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're real excited for this one, and it means a lot to us. And it's a game of runs, and we went on some runs, and they went on some runs, and they just went on a couple more than we did.
Well, Coach, always a tough one to swallow when you lose to Toledo. Hopefully you can get back on track Tuesday at Ball State. Thanks
Absolutely.
For joining us.
I appreciate it.